It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. The study today is in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 6, and we're going to begin reading with the first verse because we have studied just a little bit of that introduction, but we're going to begin with the first verse of chapter 6, the book of Revelation today. And so please, while you're opening that your text up, your Bible up, to look and follow along and read those scripture verses with us. Well, I'd just like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street, just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Phone number here at the church, 217-847-2717. Please feel free to call. If you'd like to send us an email, parkviewbible@gmail.com, parkviewbible@gmail.com. And I would love for you to visit our website. We have several messages Sunday morning, and the radio, different radio programs and ministries that we have are all on the website, and so we're somewhere in the range of 600 messages there now, so please that you would check us out. We have the plan of salvation, we have our constitution, all that can be found right on our website, and it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Revelation chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. The third seal, verse 5, and when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. I believe we're going to end with that sixth verse today and in the reading. And so please, let's begin with prayer as we always do. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time together. I just ask that you'll show us your way and will and give us your precious power and wisdom. And we know the only way that that power and wisdom can come or will come is if we know you as our Savior. So please today that we trust in you, we call upon you for our salvation, and then we serve you and praise you and honor you. Thank you, dear Father, for this opportunity we have to come, and this free gift of salvation is just given to us upon our believing. And we know, Father, that you do the drawing, your Holy Spirit calls us, and if and when we believe, we come, you save us, and you keep us. Thank you, dear Father. And thank you for the wisdom, the teaching that we enjoy following that. So please continue now to guide and lead us and strengthen us as we enjoy this study today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find back in the previous chapter, and I know I keep reviewing here and going back, but you know, John was weeping and crying because there was no one that was able to open this book and open these seals. And it was like a scroll, and every so often it's resealed, and so you have to break the seal and break the seal and break the seal. And so as we look at this seven sealed book and we look at what is taking place here, And I know that as we enjoyed looking at this, we found that the Lamb of God, He is able. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. The fifth verse of chapter 5 tells us. Then come down to verse 6. A lamb that has been slain, that is the one that stood in the midst. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So we have God the Father sitting on the throne, God the Son coming and taking this book, this scroll. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, before the Lord Jesus, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. They sang a new song, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. So we begin now. We find and we know the One, and they praised Him and praised Him and praised Him. And now we come to the beginning in verse 1 of chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, the first seal, and heard, as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts, remember the four living creatures that praise God always, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And that was an invitation to John to come and see. When the Lamb opened up this seal, a noise was heard, and that noise was of thunder. This noise is the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look here, we find one of the four creatures saying, come and see. And John saw in verse 2, I saw, and behold, a white horse, a mighty horse of war, a white horse. This rider is not the Lord Jesus. The rider is not the Lord Jesus. Let's look at a couple of verses of Scripture. Let's look back first to Revelation 19:11. Revelation 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. This horse and the horse that we're looking at here are two different horses. John saw a mighty white horse, but this is the horse of war. This rider, again, is not the Lord Jesus. And this shows us he will come, yes, on a white horse, but he will have someone with him, and that is us. And you see right here, when we look at the scripture verse, when the Lord Jesus returns on his white steed, the church will be with him. Here we have no reference to that. Behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, this rider that is on this horse is none other than the Antichrist, the great liar. Anti means opposite. So you see, even though both are white horses, you're going to find that the one, yes, refers to the Lord Jesus and his coming. This one here is the Antichrist, the one that is that acts like it, the liar. Jehovah, he is great and wonderful. This rider, the devil in the flesh, is cheap and is a counterfeit. He got a bow but no arrow. Did you notice that? When the battle was fought with a bow, it always needs arrows. There is no arrows, just a bow. He has a bow and a crown. Did you see that? Did you notice that? And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow and a crown. usually crowns. Number one, the bow is missing its arrows. And number two, the crown is usually something that is given before it is given after a victory, an acknowledgement of the victory, but here it is given before the victory. So it is not a crown of victory. This is a crown that's representing royalty or in the imperial power. That's what this presents. It offers the world peace without bloodshed. The bow has no arrows. The crown, royalty, a king. You know, a lot of times you'll find that. We seem to have a little of that problem today, that we have folks that are acting more like kings than they are presidents and congressmen. We need to see that we follow after our Lord Jesus and not be caught up by a fake or a phony. And here we have a beautiful picture of what happens when someone comes in, a liar, takes a position of royalty or of power, of authority, and begins to bring peace. And it seems like peace. I read this last time we were together. It's worth reading again. In 1963, in January, Nikita Khrushchev cried, "Peace, peace, peace." Peace without bloodshed settled the Cuban crisis between the USSR and USA, the United States. And it was done without bloodshed. He removed his bombers and his thousands of troops to prevent bloodshed. And by doing that, it made him seem like a peacemaker. He was no peacemaker. He was a forerunner of the Antichrist. He's the head of communism. And yet he brought the appearance as a peacemaker. These are the kind of people that will get the Nobel Peace Prize. Someone that is very unworthy of such a prize, or maybe the prize isn't what it says it is at all. This man did not bring nations together. He backed off. Now, the rider of this white horse, he comes, he's the idol of nations. The idol of nations who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. So naturally, he was worshipped as one that had finally brought peace. This is the white horse. Sat on the white horse, had a bow and a crown, was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. But he did it in the fashion of bringing peace. Now that's the white horse. Now let's look at the next one. And I believe we're going to find that the next horse is red. And when he had opened the second seal, that was the first seal, we found the white horse. Counterfeit, fake, phony. Come on a white horse just like the Lord Jesus is going to come on a white horse. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." So John went, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. See, the truth comes out. I saw, or I beheld, is found in all the seven seals except for the second one. Here John says, "I heard." This does not mean that John was not an eyewitness. The second creature, living creature, says, "Come and see." And then begins the simple statement. When the white horse had completed his mission, the red horse immediately comes out. So you see, the first is conquered by peace. He has no arrows. He is like a king that just brings demands, so to speak, peace. And it's and people fall down and worship because, again, he is the Antichrist. Millions of people will worship the Antichrist. They will be fooled. He's a phony. He's a fake. And then the second beast, there went out another horse that was red and had power, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Come, John, let's take a look. There's the red horse. Why is the second horse red? The first horse denotes peace and victory. The red horse denotes slaughter and rivers of blood. The red horse should have appeared, could have appeared and probably will appear 3.5 years after the white horse. The white horse, as it comes on, and as we study the book of Revelation, and we look at the tribulation period, we know the tribulation period is 7 years long. And we know that the Antichrist, the great liar, will come, and he will come and seem to bring peace to the earth, and multitudes will follow him. And then comes really the real Antichrist. He'll come, and his real being, his way will come out. And again, red denotes slaughter and rivers of water. The rider here is not named. And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given to him that sat thereon. Now, up here we have, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And so, but here, the one that sat thereon to take peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. And so we know this is a man. Power was given him, signifies that the man was appointed by God for a specific purpose. Now that's going to shock you, isn't it? Do you realize that this is God's plan? To take care of the wicked of the world? You say, well, how can this be? God's a loving God, and God wouldn't do anything like this. God is empowering these. He's allowing their ways, their truths to come out. And by so doing, we are having the worst and most wicked time ever upon the earth. A specific purpose. You know, Pharaoh, he was used by God. Nebuchadnezzar was used by God. There are many that have been used by God to carry out his work. Some think that God is no longer in control during this time. That's not so. God is the one, the Lord Jesus is the one that's opening these seals. And even though he is using the wicked, he is bringing judgment to this God-forsaken world. We need to pray that our country, that this country, the United States of America, turns back to God. Because if we continue to turn away from God, and if we continue to turn our back on Israel, we can expect the judging hand, the judgment of God, to come right on us and destroy us. All we need to do is repent and turn to God. Please do that. Stop forsaking God. You hear so much today that somebody doesn't want to have prayer at a graduation, or they don't want the the flag and what it stands for. They don't want our American flag to fly. They don't want someone to mention the name of Jesus. You can mention the name of every other false god there is out there and not be a problem. Well, the reason is, it's because we have been quiet too long. And we need to stand up and begin to speak. This time, this tribulation period, this seven-year time, and probably this is about 3.5 years through it when this red horse comes onto the scene. We need to bring people to the Lord Jesus and see them saved before this time comes. I'm not going to be here during this time because the Lord's going to take His church home. And praise God, I am ready. And I'm looking forward to that time of fellowship with my God. I'm not going to have to worry about this time, but you might if you don't know the Lord Jesus. Your children might if they don't know their Lord, the Lord Jesus. I have a couple of verses of Scripture that I'd like to go to back concerning this red horse. One of them's clear back in Isaiah, and it's Isaiah 63. As we look at Isaiah 63, and we'll look at verses 2 through 4. Isaiah 63, verses 2 through 4. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, the year of my redeemed is come. It's time for God to redeem this earth and take it back. What a tremendous verse of Scripture. Isaiah 63, 2 through 4. Let's flip back a couple pages from Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. God is allowing and empowering these enemies of God, enemies of Christianity, to bring judgment upon the lost world. It's being carried out. One man said, if we mind our own business, and if we watch our own ways, we have our hands full. So suppose we let God take care of His part and we take care of ours. And you know, when we think about that little saying, and I didn't write down who said it, but we need to realize that when it comes to the lost and comes to the very wicked, and we sure seem to have many wicked in this world today, it's hard to imagine. But God will judge, and God will bring forth truth and justice. The righteous will prevail, and the wicked will fall. And so please, let God do His business. But we need to be about doing God's business, and that is taking the gospel of death, burial, and resurrection out to all this world. Start with your family, move to your community, move on throughout the state and throughout the country and throughout the world. There are many means of bringing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. See that you reach these folks for Jesus. So we find that, again, the power possessed by this red horseman, it was given to him. Given to him. Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. John 19:11, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were be given from above. See, he is bringing down judgment. He's allowing these to be used by him. They don't even realize it. It's kind of like letting a wild dog loose. First period is peace and progress. this begins right after the rapture. And then 3.5 years into it, there will be, you know, for 3.5 years, there's going to be very little bloodshed. It's going to be, you know, doesn't seem like there's the wars. He brings peace. Again, he gets the Nobel Peace Prize. Everything is fine. But all of a sudden, the red horse will arrive. 3.5 years isn't very long. And when he comes, he is a bloody conqueror. Power will be given him, a great sword. Take peace from the earth. Blood will run like rivers. They'll be killing one another. He will stir the anger between men, and they will be like wild, rabid dogs. They will all crave blood. Have you ever seen, you know, I was raised on a farm, and every once in a while, the family dog would take a notion to kill a chicken. And once he did that, and once that dog tasted that blood, then he'd kill another and another and another. And he had choice. You could either tie that dog up, leave him tied up for the rest of his life, shoot the dog, or, I remember, tie one of those chickens that he killed around his neck. And he got to a point after so long that he couldn't stand himself, nor could anybody else, for that dead, rotten chicken hanging around his neck. But once it finally fell to pieces, and we could take it off, that dog never touched another chicken. So there was ways of taking care of it. But I know what that's like. Once he killed one, he kills another and another. And that's exactly the way this red horse, what he's going to usher in. And when he ushers that in, he's going to turn man against man, and it is going to be the most brutal, ugliest time upon this earth. You know, we are living in a day of hatred, and we have mad men, we have dictators, you know, and they value themselves. Many today even value animals and things more than they do the value of a man or life. Man, to many, is just another animal, another creature. And we can annihilate them if they get in our way. They're not a problem. And if we have less, it's really better. And so we find that that's the condition. We can see it today, but it's going to be really that condition. We have the white horse, and then we have the red horse. Now next, back in chapter 6, we have the black horse. When he had opened the third seal, I heard the beast say, "Come and see." I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. So you see, so far, we have had the white horse, was power and victorious and without bloodshed brought peace. He had that power. Once again, the Antichrist. Then the red horse. The red horse brought just the opposite. Had great power, but brought bloodshed and slaughter. This is going to be a time when a person can get saved, but it's going to be really tough because immediately upon you confessing Christ, they're going to put you to death, and it's not going to be a simple death. It's going to be the most horrible death that you can imagine. You best get saved today so that you can go into the presence of the Lord Jesus and enjoy His power and His presence. We find that the third seal now, we find, and this is all judgments that's being handed out. And you think of the first, not so much, and yet what that phony did was got people to follow him, and they follow him right to hell. And so please follow the Lord Jesus Christ. The red horse is very evident what he's after, and the black horse with the balances is talking about famine. I just want you to realize that there is a way to miss this, and that's to come by faith to Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?